Yes, hello, let's be blindy and check if our phone, well, my phone is recording. Hello?
Hello.
Guess who's that? Guess who? Knock, knock, who's there? Yes, anyway, I got here through, well, a few train stations and a few trains and stuff. So yeah, I'm still alive.
And she made it to the house.
I did, and I didn't fall over anything.
Well, except for the part I forgot to tell you, there was a step.
No, I didn't. I knew there was a step. It was just me being clumsy. I didn't actually fall over it. I just kind of like went, because, you know, I'm clumsy and that's what I do. It was quite funny. Oh, you know, at Birmingham train station, they've given their staff iPads now. Wow. iPad minis.
Oh.
Like, they used to do paper copies of stuff. Like train information.
Yeah.
For the staff, so that they could just go, oh, this goes that, blah, 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 you know. But now they've given them iPads. The person told me.
That's cool.
She didn't like it at first, but no, I think she likes it now. But yeah. I had a lovely gentleman at Birmingham train station. He was just someone, working with someone at Birmingham University, and he came off the train and was like, "I do need help." Yeah, I can't.
So basically, a member of the public.
Yeah, member of the public, and he assisted me off the train, looked for a guard for me, and he didn't have to do it, but he stayed with me until the actual assistant showed up, and we talked, which was really, really, really nice. I hope he didn't miss his train for me, and if he ever happens to listen to this, which is highly, 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 you know, unlikely, then, you know, you should know that I appreciated his help, and if he did miss his train, then I'm very sorry. He didn't have to do it, really. Why is the light on? Or am I just being blind?
It is on. My mum put it on.
Why?
Because I don't know. She didn't.
It's a bit... A bit of a waste of electricity.
Well, go turn them off.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Yay.
One sign off.
That's better.
Ah,
whoops.
Right. I still bump into things even though.
Where's the sweets gone?
Oh, I'll find them. I don't know where I put them.
You put them somewhere. You were like, you can have them, but where are they?
No, sorry. I put them by the fish tank.
Fish tank. Can we say hello to the fishes?
Sure.
Fishes. But they're not going to say hi back.
No, you think I don't. My dad does.
Yay!
This fish tank stink.
They do usually, yes. We went to this fish pond place, thank you. We went to this place where they had a pond, fish pond, and it stank so bad. Oh, I was like, ugh!
Yeah, wait until the fish tank opens. My dad lifts up the lid and goes, "Oh, who died in here?
Who crawled in here and died?" Yes. So today is just going to be a fun day of probably just talking about nonsense, or Harry Potter or random things. not sure what we'll be doing, and I have no idea about train timetables. So I'll have to get back somehow. Well, I have open return. So technically, if I didn't get back, and if I managed to stay somewhere during the night, I could go back tomorrow, but...
Well, this thing's a sofa bed, did you know?
No. I asked you if I could stay, but like, we don't have enough room.
Well, I didn't know if you'd feel comfortable or not.
You should have asked me then.
Well, I have clothes. If you do need to stay, you can wear my clothes.
Your clothes probably don't fit me.
They would.
But why are we talking about in such a... Like, why are we being...
Hello, audio boo, I forgot you're here.
No, I just mean that, why are we... why were we, conversing in a weird tone of voice?
I don't know.
Conversing, you know? We had a very annoying person sit next to me on the train to Wolverhampton. He just went... Constant. I was like,
maybe he's a
why
fat
are you
guy.
Annoyed?
Maybe he's a fat guy.
No, he didn't wheeze. He just went like in a very annoyed way. Let's see what have you got in my bag. I've got, oh, I can show you this plastic thing.
A plastic thing?
Oh, yeah, can you help me later and identify a few coins?
Sure.
Look, this is a euro cash test thing. This side is coins. You know, you put the coin here and then it stops.
Yeah.
And then you can read the braille on the other side as numbers.
Cool.
And then the other side is cash.
What the hell is this saying? Hmm.
500, 200, 150, 10, 5.
I'm holding
it
upside down. That would be why I can't understand what it's saying. Yeah.
It would be good if you...
Cash test.
Yeah.
Euro.
It's not in contracted braille.
10, 20, 50,
100,
200.
Yay!
Oh, there's 60 somewhere. No, there's not.
There's not 60.
Yeah, reading it upside down. Yeah, ignore me, people. You can have that weird thing back. That's there. We have horrible ones here.
200. Oh no, there's not 500. Seriously, it's not 200, it's 500 pigs. Nothing interesting in my wallet apart from train tickets and money, which I don't really know how to read. Oh, envelope opener. Look, it's a bit broken. So blind.
Blind.
It's this thing. Careful.
A bit sharp.
It's a bit sharp, yeah. I cut myself on it. I was opening, I think I was cutting off labels from a top I bought, and I cut myself with it.
I just pulled them off.
I know, but I just couldn't be bothered. Why is it beeping? What's beeping? No more beeping.
Maybe it's a washing machine.
Battery, pen drive. Oh, I've got stuff that smells like alcohol.
In case you need a quick gag. Pickup.
So, I'm going to show you. If you...
Isn't that hand wash?
Yeah. Smells like alcohol. No, it doesn't. It doesn't. It's supposed to.
I'm pretty sure.
Has it gone out or something?
Are you sniffing the bottle?
No. I'm disinfecting my hands. So that the whole room would smell like alcohol.
You know, I have one that doesn't smell of alcohol. It smells like nice soap.
Smells of alcohol.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they don't do that thing anymore.
Oh. I have weird headphones. I have plaster. Mints that probably have gone bad.
Ew.
So I brought them with me when I came over. Oh, lipstick. Estonian papers that prove that yes, I'm blind and yes, I can go for free on trains and buses. Okay, this is pointless. But you know, we probably won't be doing anything more interesting today, and if it will, then you know, you'll know about it.
Awkward silence!
Not really. I was just checking the time and the
right.
thing. All the audiobook people can hear how blind I am because I'm using voiceover and I'm checking the time on this stupid audiobook. Yes.
Blindies
jumping up and down.
I don't know.
You know, we did that at camp. We were just going along. We were basically just jumping around. We were like moving in jumps and going, blindies jumping up and down. We had so much fun at that camp. Pink fluffy unicorns. Have you heard that song?
No.
I'm going to show it to you.
Okay.
I'm so going to. Okay, anyway. My time is almost up, so I will say goodbye, audio boo. And
bye.
Go away now. Goodbye. Have a nice Monday.